一同来同心同声诵读主的话语。
Thank you here to all the worship leaders who send the reading of the word and worship together.
我们进入十二月，就进入了一个虎视欢腾的这样一个庆祝的季节。
As we enter the month of December, we enter a global time of great rejoicing and remembrance.
我们来纪念救主降生。
And we remember Jesus coming to earth.
那么今年呢，我们教会的十二月跟以往有点不同。
This year, our December will be a little bit different here at CCMC.
我们会有一个系列的正道叫做基督宣教心。
We will have a sermon series called The Missionary Heart of Christ.
那么今天是第一讲。
And this is the first talk today.
因为我们今天的经文比较长，我们刚才没有都读。
Because our passage for today is rather long, we didn't read all of it before.
但是等一下我们会和大家一起来看今天这段经文当中的一个重点。
But later we will look at one important topic in this passage.
这段经文大家都很熟悉。
Everyone is very familiar with this passage.
每次一到圣诞节的时候，我们常常要反复的去讲基督降生的故事。
Every Christmas we will tell the story of Christ's birth again.
那么讲到这个圣诞节呢，有的人就问这个问题，说你们基督徒为什么庆祝圣诞节？
When we talk about the topic of Christmas, sometimes people will ask, why do Christians celebrate Christmas?
甚至有的时候基督徒自己也要问这个问题，我们到底为什么庆祝圣诞节？
And sometimes we have to ask this question of ourselves.
那我们在回答为什么之前，
Before we answer this question,
我们先来回答不是为了什么。
We'll first say why we aren't celebrating it.
基督徒不是为了什么庆祝圣诞节呢？
What are some of the reasons that we don't celebrate Christmas?
首先不是为了这个叫派对，或者是狂欢。
We don't celebrate Christmas just to have a party or for indulgence.
有的时候你在媒体上看到一个词叫圣诞狂欢。
Sometimes you'll see a phrase in the media called like the Christmas rush or the Christmas indulgence.
大家注意，圣诞和狂欢原来是没有关系的。
We need to note here that the two words have nothing to do with each other.
那是对圣诞的亵渎。
This is a blasphemy of Christmas.
那我们基督徒庆祝圣诞节也不只是为了购物和礼物。
Also, as Christians, we don't celebrate Christmas just to shop and give gifts.
大家注意，我们这里用词比较严谨一些，我们没有说不是，我们说不只是。
Note here that it's not just for that.
因为这个礼物啊，在圣诞节的时候彼此赠送礼物呢，实际上有一个属灵的含义在背后的。
There is a spiritual reason and a meaning behind giving gifts at Christmas.
为什么呢？因为彼此提醒，基督耶稣是那最宝贵的从天而赐的那免费，但是是无价的礼物。
When we give gifts at Christmas, we remind one another that Jesus is the free and gift that was given at Christmas and came down from heaven.
最早的时候，基督徒互相送礼物是这个意义的。
And this was the meaning of the earliest gifts given among Christians.
但是今天圣诞节被商业化了。
But today, Christmas has been commercialized.
好像就变成单单只是为了购物和得到一些的好东西，这个就错了。
Today it has become as if the only purpose of Christmas is to give gifts and shop.
那么圣诞呢，也不只是为了假期和旅游。
Christmas is not just about going on vacation or going somewhere to tour.
我们在圣诞的期间能够暂时，不管你是做什么工作的能够把手边的这些世俗的工作都放下来，有一些安息的时间，有个假期，这很好。
At Christmas time, we can temporarily put aside our work and have some time for rest and vacation. This is good.
有的人外出旅行、探亲访友都很好。
Some people will go out to travel or visit relatives and friends, and this is very good.
但是我们基督徒这个度圣诞不是只是为了有个假期旅游，不是。
But as Christians, we don't just celebrate Christmas for vacation or to go on a tour.
那么基督徒为什么庆祝圣诞节？
So why do we celebrate Christmas?
很简单，第一点，虽然圣诞节这个具体的日期我们不知道，但是圣诞是确定的。
Firstly, even though we don't know the exact date of Christ's birth, we do know his birth is sure.
圣经里面有没有基督降生的记载，弟兄姊妹们？
Is there a record of Christ's birth in Scripture, brothers and sisters?
有的呀。
Yes.
那么天使在那里来庆祝，我们为什么不庆祝？
And since we see the angels celebrating in the Bible, why shouldn't we celebrate it?
那么有的人说，说圣诞的日期我们不知道。
Some people would say, we don't know the exact date of Christmas.
是不是基督就是在12月25号降生呢？
Was Jesus really born on December 25th?
有的基督徒认为一定不是。
Some Christians think he definitely wasn't.
但是也有的基督徒认为就是在那一天。
But some Christians think he was born then.
我有认识有牧师的朋友，他们是专门去做过考证，他认为就是在12月25号那一天。
I have a pastor who went and studied and he found out in his opinion that it really is December 25th.
这个呢不是最重要的。
This is not what's most important.
但是我们知道基督一定是在某一天降生，这是对的。
But we know that Christ was definitely born on a date in history in the past.
以前我有一位这个堂叔。
I used to have an uncle.
那么这个堂叔呢，他是家里面最小的一个。
And he was the youngest uncle in the family.
爸爸妈妈生了好几个孩子。
His parents had many children, he was the youngest.
等到生最小的时候，家里已经就是乱得不成样子了，孩子太多了。
And by the time he was born, the family was kind of messy because they had so many kids.
那最小的这个儿子是哪一天生的呢？爸妈都不记得了。
And his parents couldn't even remember what day he was born on.
所以每一次一大家人聚会的时候，就老拿他开玩笑。
And so every time there was a family gathering, everyone would joke about it.
但是呢，他说是这样子。
But he said it really was that way.
户口本上我可是有生日的。
And on his 户口 his like birth record, he had a birthday.
就在国内我们家都有户口本，美国就有一个 ID 对吧？啊 ，driver license 好了啊 ，passport.
On his ID in China, he had a birthday.
那么那上面一定要填一个日期的。
And there had to be a date of birth.
那爸爸妈妈呢，就用他们这个the best memory 啊，能够想到的，就给他填了个日期。
And so his parents.Based on the best memory they had, they put in a birthday.
所以我这个堂叔他虽然到底哪天出生不知道，但他每年是过生日的。
And so my uncle, even though he doesn't really know when he was born, he celebrates his birthday every year.
那大家注意，基督降生非常的卑微。
And we must remember that Christ's coming and his birth was very humble and lowly.
这就是今天我们要讲的主题。
This is our topic for today.
但是不能够因为说你不知道基督到底是哪一天降生，你就不去庆祝他的降生，这是没有道理的。
But we can't say that because we don't know the exact date of his birth, we will not celebrate and remember his birth.
不单我们要庆祝救主的降生，而且我们是高举荣耀的。
We should not only celebrate his birth, but also exalt him.
我们高举基督，我们庆祝圣诞节，还有一个很重要的原因就是，这是一个非常非常好传福音的机会。
There's another good reason for us to celebrate and glorify Christmas because it's a good opportunity for evangelism.
让全世界听到这大好的消息。
We should let the whole world and everyone hear about this good news.
我们基督徒啊，可千万不要跟着这个世界走。
As Christians, we should not follow the world.
这个世界呢，不单是把圣诞节把它世俗化。
The world has not only made Christmas worldly.
把它商业化。
And commercialized it.
而且呢，把这样一个圣诞起了个另外一个名字，叫耶诞，大家有听过吗
？They've also changed the name of Christmas.
不叫圣诞了，说就是耶稣的名字啊，这个耶诞。
They've changed it in Chinese from like the Holy Birth to just Jesus Birth.
像在美国，现在也是不说 这个 Merry Christmas， 说 Happy Holidays， 对吗
？We also know that here in the States, you often won't say Merry Christmas, you'll just say Happy Holidays instead.
那我们作为基督徒，我们要理直气壮的说 Merry Christmas。
As Christians, we should say Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
May you be joyful because of the holy birth of Christ.
我们高举基督圣诞的时候，然后传扬福音。
We should exalt Christ and share his gospel at this time.
那除了前面两点，还有一点，这一点呢比较容易忽略。
There's another point here that's easy to overlook.
基督庆祝圣诞节是为了效法基督，普世差传。
We celebrate Christmas to follow Christ in world missions.
那这个圣诞节跟普世差传跟这个宣教怎么拉上关系了呢？
What does sharing the gospel have to do with world missions?
这个圣诞节啊, Christmas 是由两个字组成的, 有的人可能知道。
The word Christmas is made up of two words put together.
一个是 Christ,
the one is Christ,
基督。 后面呢, 是这个 Mass, M-A-S-S。
The second word is Mass.
这个 Mass 是什么意思啊?
What does that mean?
天主教有那个 Mass。
This word comes from like the Catholic Mass.
这个天主教 Mass 中文又叫弥撒呀。
And in Chinese, this is called 弥撒。
有人去天主教堂有去, 当然我们也不鼓励不需要去。 那么呢,以前, 因为我是, 读神学嘛, 我们去学天主教, 有到天主教里面去来观摩他们的弥撒。
As Christians, we don't need to do this, but when I was in seminary, I went to a Catholic church once to see the Mass.
那天主教的弥撒呢, 对他们来说就等同于就是 Eucharist, 就是领圣餐。
And for them, an important part of this is receiving Holy Communion.
就完全是这样一个圣礼推动的。And
to them, it's sort of receiving the body and blood of Christ, and that's the whole point of it.
但实际上这个本来拉丁文的这个 Mass,
but in reality, the Latin word for Mass,
实际上并不单单只是说就是领圣餐,或者把它理解成一个 service 这个意思。
The Latin word for Mass doesn't mean just partaking of Holy Communion or having a service.
就刚才大家注意到我们请 dismiss children 啊。
Earlier when we dismissed the children.
实际上这个 Mass 拉丁文本来的意思是 dismiss 的意思。
The word for Mass in Latin actually means to dismiss.
就是到这个聚会结束的时候，我们大家都可以走了，你可以走了，就这个意思。
The word means that at the end of the service we can go.
那这个跟我们信仰有什么关系呢？怎么这个 Mass 这个 这个弥撒是从这里来的呢?
What does this have to do with our faith?
我先问大家一下。
I'll ask you a question first.
大家都常常来咱们CCMC德恩堂来聚会。
You often come here every Sunday to CCMC to worship.
从这个路口一拐进来看到一个什么牌子?
What do you see when you come in and turn?
你说教会名字的牌子, 我知道,还有另外一块。
You see the sign for the church, the name.
来敬拜神。
You see the sign in the front that says, come worship the Lord.
聚会完了,出去的时候看到什么?
And when you leave on the way out, what do you see?
去传福音。
Go spread the gospel.
这个拉丁文的这个 Mass.
The Latin word for Mass.
这个 dismiss不是普通的 dismiss.
Is not like a, just any kind of dismissal.
这个 dismiss是你, you are sent, 你们被派出去了, 就这个意思。
It's a word that implies that you are sent out. And
go.
Going out.
你们去, 然后呢, 有一个意思就是 mission.
And there's a particular meaning in that setting that is that you're sent out on a mission.
在教会每一次的这个敬拜, 最后,
Every time the church worships at the very end,
我们有一个叫 benediction, 我们有一个祝祷, 对不对?
We have a benediction.
这个祝祷呢, 有的人不理解也不看重。
Some people don't understand and don't think much of this benediction.
有的人呢, 非常非常的看重。
Some people think it's really important.
我知道以前有一个教会, 有一个会友。
Earlier, in another church,
他每次来崇拜聚会呢, 不是普通的, 稍微有一点点的迟到啊。
Every time he came, he wasn't just a little bit late.
但是前面唱歌也不参加, 这个讲道信息基本上也都不听。
He came so late that he missed the worship and didn't even hear much of the sermon.
后来这个牧师慢慢都找出规律来了。
And after a while, the pastor kind of found out the reason.
常常是讲到快结束了。
He came right as the sermon was about to finish.
从这个窗户看, 原来那个停车场那边就一个车子就开进来了。
The pastor could see from the window, he could see a car coming into the parking lot.
然后这个会友就走进来。
And the person would walk in.
然后牧师说这个我们愿耶稣的基督的恩惠父神的慈爱圣灵的感动交通与你们同在 他就在那阿们
and as soon as he came in was the time for the benediction the pastor would give the benediction
每次来教会就是领受祝福来的
he came just for the benediction just for the blessing
对我们的这个祝祷这个 benediction 确实有一层意义是来祝福神的儿女
our benediction has an important purpose that is to bless the people of God
但是你晓得吗? 但是对另外一个人就说, 哎呀, 这个讲道终于结束了, 我可以走了。
But to that person, it was like, oh, now I can leave.
这个祝祷还有一层意义，就是 you are sent。
The whole point of this benediction is that you are sent out。
现在我们一起聚会敬拜神，领受了神的话语，领受神的祝福，我们出去要来为主做盐做光做见证，传他的福音。
And here as we come together to worship him and receive the word, but at the end of it we are sent out to be salt and light and to share the gospel。
领受了主的祝福，还要去传递他的祝福。
And having received his blessing, we should go and share that blessing.
好了，那大家现在明白这个 Christmas 的意思了吧？
So now, do you understand the meaning of Christmas?
今年这个月我们这个主题，基督宣教心。
And this year, for our topic, the missionary heart of Christ.
实际上就在 Christmas 这个字里面就有。
And we can see this missionary heart in the very word Christmas itself.
有很多教会也是这样子，在这个圣诞的季节来为宣教士祷告，来为宣教奉献。
Many churches will do this, and around Christmas time they will pray for missionaries and give money to missions.
我原来在美南浸信会很多年。
I used to be in the Southern Baptists for a long time.
那美南浸信会他们每年到快到圣诞的时候，就有一个叫做 Latin Moon Christmas Offering.
Every year around Christmas time, the Southern Baptists would have what they called a Lottie Moon Christmas offering.
这个莫拉蒂圣诞奉献就是全国的这个浸信会，大家一起来为，还特别是为什么呢？为 international mission 啊，国际宣教来奉献。
Every year, the entire Southern Baptist Convention would have a special offering for international missions.
它有一个国内宣道部。
They also had a category for missions within the United States.
这笔钱不是给国内宣道，专门是给国际宣道。
But the money for the Christmas offering would only go to missions overseas.
那纪念这位莫拉蒂个子小小的矮的这样一位的姐妹到当年到中国宣教，而且是为主啊，可以说是全都摆上殉道。
And they had this offering to remember Sister Lottie Moon, who went to China and gave all of herself there.On the field.
非常的感人，大的饥荒，他把自己的吃的全都给了周围的这些中国的饥民，自己是就是饿死在回美国路上，死在日本。
And Sister Moon, there was a famine in China, and she gave all that she had to the needy people there in China, and died in Japan on the way back to the United States.
那整个全美的这个美南基金会，每一年穆拉蒂圣诞献这个奉献多少呢？超过$1亿。
And every year, the entire offering from the Southern Baptist Convention will often exceed $100 million.
我们教会今年的主题是领人归主。
CCMC's theme for this year is bring people to the Lord.
那我们一年在讲这一个传福音的主题。
And throughout this year, we've been talking much about the topic of evangelism.
到了最后一个月。
And in the last month,
我们要宣讲宣教拆传。
We want to focus on the topic of missions.
作为这样领人归主这个主题的一个总结
，as a summary of our topic of bringing people to the Lord，
也可以说是一个高峰
，and it's also in many ways the high point。
我们要效法基督的这样一个宣教的榜样。
We need to follow Christ's missional example。
有人曾经讲过这么一句话
，Someone once said this following statement：
"For the Heavenly Father has only one begotten Son, and sent him to this world as a missionary."
天父只有一个独生子，他差他到世间做一个传道人，
做了一个宣教士，
宣教士，
做了一个宣教士，这是真实的。
This is true.
基督是宣教士的榜样，是第一个从天到地的这样的宣教士。
Jesus is the example for all missionaries and the first missionary.
那么这就是我们这个月四个主日我们基督宣教心的系列的题目。
And this is our topic for the next four Sundays of December.
我们要思想基督的降卑与荣耀。
We want to consider Christ's humility and glory.
我们要思想他的使命和应许。
Also his mission and his promise.
我们要看他的真爱与舍己。
We want to study his love and his sacrifice.
Last but not least, his victory and commission.
And lastly, we will look at his victory and commission.
那我们一起再来看一下路加福音。第二章一到二十节这一段好吗
？Let us look at Luke 2:1-20 together.
经文很长，我们就不从头到尾来读了。
And because the passage is long, we won't read it from beginning to end.
大家也都很熟悉，很熟悉这段的经文。
And many of you are very familiar with this passage.
那今天要和大家一起来分享，我们一起来指出一点的是什么呢？
And today we want to share and focus on one aspect.
我们想到基督的降生，他来到世间做一个宣教士。
When we think about Christ coming down to earth as a missionary,
他的降卑还有他的荣耀。
We want to think about his humility and his glory.
我请大家注意看，在这一段的经文当中啊。
I want you to notice in this passage in Luke 2,
这个神的这个卑微和他的荣耀交替反复的出现。
I want you to notice how both his humility and his glory appear together so often.
各出现了三次。
Each is there three times.
我们救主伟大的神。
Our Savior and our great God.
他降生被放在什么地方？
He came down to earth and where was he laid?
基督都知道放在马槽里面。
We all know that he was put in a manger.
他是至高至大的神。
He was the highest of everything. He was God.
就放在一个马吃草料的这样一个肮脏的地方。
And he was placed in a manger where cows eat grass and straw.
那不单是讲到我们主的卑微。
But it not only speaks of Christ's humility.
也讲到神的荣耀。
It also speaks of God's glory.
三次讲到马槽里面，也三次讲到神的荣光。
The manger is mentioned three times, and God's glory is also mentioned three times.
我都把这些地方 highlight 出来给大家看。
And I've highlighted all these places on the PowerPoint.
放在马槽里，那婴孩没在马槽里。
You see that Christ was placed in the manger and it was put there.
主的荣光来四面照着牧羊人。
We also see the glory of God shining around the shepherds.
天使说至高之处荣耀归于神。
And the angels say that glory should be to God in the highest.
到最后这些牧羊人有荣耀神赞美神。
And at the end the shepherds glorify God and praise him.
这样一个卑微的图画和这样一种的荣光反复交替出现。
And we see the humility, the picture of humility, the picture of glory exchanging back and forth.
各有三次。
Three times.
我们以前也讲过。
Earlier we had spoken about this too.
在圣经当中，如果一个不长的篇幅
，In the Bible, in a fairly short passage,
一个概念反复的出现。
If in a short passage we see an idea emphasized again and again,
它是不是浪费笔墨呢
？Was God wasting ink?
不是。
No.
他是在强调。
God was emphasizing something.
强调基督的这样一种降卑。
He was emphasizing Christ's humility.
大家知道那个马厩啊，大家有没有去过这个看过马厩吗
？Have any of you seen a manger or a stable？
有一次我们多年以前有给同学呢新生送家具。
Many years ago, we gave some supplies to new students.、啊、
那么有一个人呢，把这个一些的旧的家具放在自己他们家有一个养马的那个马厩。
Someone had a stable and they had a lot of old like housewares in that stable.
结果放在那个马厩的最干净没有马的那个部分。
And they put it in the cleanest part where the horses never went.
我们开了一个很大的车子，然后当然他捐出来嘛，我们就谢谢他，然后装到这个车子里面。家具都是很不错的家具。
So we drove to his barn and we like moved the stuff to our car and everything that he was giving was very good.
然后呢，这个主人还说呢，回去好好擦一擦。
And he said, when you go back, you should like rub it down to get off the dirt and the.
过两天就没有味儿了。
And after a few days, there was no smell.
那个马厩里面其他地方是很臭的。
But the whole stable was quite smelly.
但是他放家具这边还是相对来说比较干净一点啊。
But the place where the housewares had been put was cleaner.
对，不单是很肮脏。
It wasn't just really dirty.
不单是臭烘烘。
And very stinky.
耶稣降生的地方，有的图画画的比较准确，实际上是一个山洞。
And some pictures that show Christ's birth show this better. He was probably born in a cave.
啊，也很潮湿。
And so the cave would be very humid.
那是一个极其低微的地方。
Yeah, so therefore, this manger was a very lowly place.
我现在请问，哪一个妈妈愿意把你自己的孩子生在马槽里面
？I want to ask you, what mother would be willing to have her baby born in this kind of a place?
但是万王之王万主之主来到世间就放到了那个地方去。
But the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, when he came to earth, was put in that kind of a place in the manger.
基督耶稣他是完全的神，他有至高的荣耀。
Jesus is fully God and he has all glory.
他坐最荣耀的宝座，众天使向他敬拜。
And on his glorious throne in heaven, all the angels were worshiping him.
但他甘愿放弃了这宝座这权柄。
But he was willing to lay down this throne and forsake this authority.
降卑为人，拯救人，荣耀神。
And come down to us to save humanity and glorify God.
大家要注意一点。
There's one point we need to notice here.
基督即使降生在皇宫里面。
Christ was born both in a palace.
他仍然是降卑为人，大家明白吧？
But he was also born lowly as a person.
他即使是生在最美好、最美好的这种大豪宅当中。
Even though he was also born in many respects in the greatest mansion there could be.
生在世界首富的家里面。
And in a great family in the world.
Like a billionaire.
Like a billionaire's family.
也比不上他在天上这一切的荣华。
Even if Christ had been born in like a mansion in a billionaire's home, it could not compare to his glory in heaven.
但是基督却选择了彻底的倒空自己，到了马槽里。
But Christ chose to completely empty himself and be born in a manger.
为的是把一切的荣耀归给神。
And he did this so all the glory would go to God.
今天我们效法基督。
Today we should follow Christ.
也是要明白这样一个心意。
And understand this heart that he had.
在宣教的道路上。
And on the path of missions.
要晓得这种降卑与荣耀的关系。
We need to understand the relationship between humility and glory.
到底什么是宣教？
What is missions?
今天宣教这个词呢，有的时候用的比较的宽泛。
Sometimes the word missions is used very broadly today.
我们有很多很多的宣教。
And we have many like missions and.
比如说我们有文字宣教。
You might have like missions focusing on literature.
我们有网络宣教。
We'll also have internet missions.
我们有职场宣教。
We'll have workplace missions.
校园宣教。
And school missions on campuses.
医院宣教。
And missions in hospitals.
监狱宣教。
Jail missions.
本地宣教。
With local missions.
散居宣教。
And missions in other places in the diaspora.
很多很多都在用宣教这个词。
And there's many of these missions that they'll all be called missions.
从广义上讲是不是宣教呢？是的。
And in a broad sense, these are missions.
但是呢，我们也要请大家注意。
But we need to notice something here.
有时候用的太广了，说我们也在做宣教，我也是宣教士。
So sometimes we use the word too broadly and say like, I'm in missions, I'm a missionary.
我知道有的弟兄姊妹非常的有负担，有感动，愿意传福音。
I know that some brothers and sisters really have a serious burden for evangelism.
我常常打开自己的家，邀请很多的这个慕道的朋友到家里来吃饭，跟他们传福音。
And they'll often like open up their homes and invite like friends over to share to them.
好不好呢？感谢赞美神。
This is great, thank God.
非常的好。
It's wonderful.
但是是不是宣教呢？
But is this missions?
或者严格的讲，这个宣教的定义是不是宣教呢？
Or in other words, put another way, is this, when we use, refer to many things as missions, are these actually missions?
我们再继续看，教会开布道会。
Let's take another example. Maybe there'll be an evangelistic meeting at church.
请慕道的朋友们来听福音。
And we'll ask like unbelieving friends to come and hear the gospel.
我们教会今天的主题，领人归主。
And so this is part of course, of our topic for this year, bringing people to the Lord.
那这个我们开布道会是不是宣教呢？
And so when we have this evangelistic meeting, is this missions?
我们有一个福音的这个小组查经。
We'll have a small Bible study focused on sharing the gospel.
这个是不是宣教呢？
Is this missions?
我再一次说，从广义上来说，把它归为宣教也没有错。
In a broad sense, it's definitely right to call it missions.
但是呢，如果这些也就是宣教，那么实际上我们已经早就讲过宣教了，我们到前面十一个月已经都讲了。
But if this is missions, then we already talked about it a lot this year.
那我们这最后一个月的我们这样一个高峰，这样一个总结，也不是特别必要了，好像。
And in this case, to focus on missions as the high point here in December wouldn't be very necessary.
那我刚出来服事的时候啊。
Long time ago, when I just started coming out into ministry.
有一个教会请我去。
A church asked me to go to them.
然后呢，我到了这个教会才知道。
And I didn't know until I got there.
那个教会呢，给我的这个谢礼金呢，这个安排特别有意思。
that I found out when I got there that their plan for me was very interesting.
因为那个教会呢, 比较有钱,
the church was quite rich.
然后呢,
and they had collected a lot of money.
特别是积累那个钱在哪里,
and they had put a lot of into their mission fund.
那个宣教基金里面啊, 钱特别多, 但是呢, 都没有送出去, 都没有用。
And they had tons of money in their mission fund, but they hadn't been using it or doing anything with it.
后来他们说怎么办呢?
And so they said, what should we do?
来个神学生,
and so they invited me, a seminary student, to come and speak.
他给我的那个谢礼金呢,
and the money they gave me for speaking as a thank you
不是从教会常费里面出的,
didn't come from the church's general fund.
是从那个宣教基金里面出的,
it came from the special mission fund.
我来了我才知道,
I didn't know this till I got there.
那他告诉我这件事情以后呢,
and after they told me this,
转天我在教会主日崇拜讲道,
I was like speaking throughout the entire Sunday service.
我就跟他们说了,
I said to them,
我说我刚知道,
that I just found out about where the money came from.
我也非常非常的荣幸,
and I'm very honored and privileged,
简直是受宠若惊,
to receive this money from me.
教会把这个宣教基金, 啊, 这是神感动他的儿女奉献给宣教的这个金钱,
I'm very moved that the money that people gave for missions is now being given to me.
我说,
therefore, I can only judge myself by the standard of a missionary.
我说,
and I'll have to like try to make look at myself as a missionary.
因为也要去职堂嘛, 做 church planter.
And like to go and be a church planter.
啊, 但是呢,
but
说是这样说呀,
even though I said this,
我从来不敢到哪里说我是宣教士,
I haven't ever been willing to say that I'm a missionary.
我知道我还差得太远,
I know I'm very far from that standard.
啊, 我只能说我以宣教士的标准来要求自己,
I only say that I'll judge myself or require myself to reach that standard.
到底什么是宣教?
So what is missions?
啊, 除了有这种广义的这样一个宣教之外,
aside from the broad use meaning of the word,
还有一个特定意义的,
there's a special specific meaning.
第一点,
the first point that defines the special meaning of missions is that you are someone sent out by the church.
刚才我们讲这个 mass是被拆出去的。
Earlier we spoke of the meaning of the word mass, that it means that we are sent out.
不是为了建立本教会本地的施工。
And this being sent out is not for the church's local ministry.
啊,这个 我们如果这个弟兄们奉献的钱, 然后呢我们来, 教会我们来建堂, 这个不能从宣教基金里面。
If we took like some of the money of the church to plant another church in the same area, this money should not come from the mission fund.
是为了做远方的服务事。
The money of the mission fund should be used for ministry in far, far away places.
在其他的地方传福音, 在其他地方建立教会。
To share the gospel and build churches in other places.
哎, 那么呢, 实际上宣教呢, 一般我们讲有叫同文化宣教。
When we speak about missions, there's also the category of intercultural missions.
啊, 这个intercultural就是在同样一种文化的内部。
That we're talking about reaching out and sending people out within the same culture.
特别是如果这样的一个族群 很大分布很广的时候。
Especially when this culture has many people and is interspersed over a wide area.
一个地方的人已经听到福音了, 在远方还有这个同文同种的, 没有听到福音, 向他们传福音, 这个呢, 也可以说是宣教。
And when within the same culture, they're dispersed over a large area, and one place that has many churches sends someone out to reach people and plant churches in another area where there isn't much work, that can be considered missions.
同时从宣教学最严格的这样的定义来讲,
at the same time, from the strictest definition of missions,
啊, 这个宣教很多时候是特指叫跨文化宣教。
Often, missions is really referring to cross-cultural missions.
现在在我们的台上就有这样一个例子。
There's an example of this on the stage right now.
弟兄姊妹,在下今天非常的荣幸。
I'm very honored today.
我在这里讲这个宣教的这样一个信息。
I'm very honored today to be talking about this topic of missions.
我自己不是宣教士,
but I'm not a missionary.
很惭愧,
and I'm very, very sad about that.
但是能够有宣教士的后代,
but I'm very glad to have the son of a missionary here
来为我翻译,
to translate for me.
感谢神,
thank God.
兄姊妹,我们的教会再次思想,
Brothers and sisters, let's think again about the name of our church.
CCMC, 对吗?
Mission Church. Chinese Christian Mission Church.
Mission你可以翻译成是使命。
You can translate mission as like
a commission.
A commission, yeah.
但是这个mission也是宣教。
But the mission fundamentally is talking about like spreading the gospel to faraway places.
我一想到常常很惭愧。
When I think about this, I feel very, very sad and regretful.
我们的教会。 感谢神，我们在成长看到有很多的弟兄姊妹，很多新的面孔，慕道的朋友来到我们中间。
Thank God for all the new faces and new believers in our midst.
但是这么一个叫宣教的教会，我们在宣教上做的不多呀。
But as a church with the name Mission Church, we do not do very much missions.
我们说从最广义说，我们也在做。In
a broad sense, we are doing it.
但是你知道吗？
But do you know?
就是因为有一些神的仆人
it's only because some of God's servants
他们真正明白这个宣教的意义
who understood the real meaning of missions
看到不只是我本地的这些人
and who said it's not just the people in my area
我要走到远方去
I want to go to faraway places
走到不同的民族 不同的文化 不同的语言当中
to go to a different language a different culture a different ethnic group
爱他们把福音给他们
to love them and give them the gospel
今天我们这些中国人才能听到福音，对吗？
And it's only because of some people had this heart that us as Chinese people today have heard the gospel. Right?
而且我可以说我们中国人劝宣教的债很多很多。
And I can say that we Chinese people have a great debt in missions.
全球14亿华人是至少的。
There's at least 1.4 billion Chinese people in the whole world.
有人统计基督徒大约全球的基督华人基督徒差不多有一亿。
And some people counting the numbers, think that there's probably about 100 million Chinese Christians worldwide.
这中间的宣教士有多少?
How many missionaries are there among their number?
而这中间真正在做跨文化宣教的更是少之又少。
And it's an even smaller number who are actually doing cross-cultural missions.
当然我们也要说,
At the same time, we also have to say,
中国很大, 这样一个中华的民族也是非常的, 很五彩缤纷。
At the same time, we have to say that China is very big and there's many different ethnic groups and different sort of cultures within China.
有人说中国人南方人北方人像两个民族一样,来听过吧?
Have you ever heard the saying that people in northern China and people in southern China feel like two different groups?
你到中国的大西北,你到中国的大西南,
when you go to the northwest of China or the southwest of China,
向那些少数民族传福音,
there are many ethnic minorities.
一个人从城市到乡村, 中国城市乡村像两个国家一样。
And often when people go from the cities to the rural areas there to reach those minorities, it feels like two different places.
或者反过来从乡村到城市,
or those who go from rural areas to the cities.
一天我在国内河南的一个非常穷的一个团队,
Once I was meeting a very poor group in Henan province.
他们教会那个打工仔到城市去打工的,
and many of them, their members had gone to the cities for work.
他们装备, 他们说, 你们不单是去赚钱,
and the church in the rural area said to them, you aren't just going to earn money.
你们到中国的城市, 那大城市去宣教,
and you should go to the big cities to do missions and spread the gospel.
感谢赞美神。
Thank God.
这也是一种的跨文化。
This is a form of cross-cultural missions.
在北美长大的这个华人的孩子,
for the children of Chinese people who grew up in the U.S.
到中国去传福音,
to go to China to spread the gospel.
完全是跨文化。
It's very much cross-cultural missions. And it's not easy.
我们看到许多的西方的宣教士,
we have seen many Western missionaries
前仆后继,
to leave everything behind them
降卑自己, 倒空自己,
and humble themselves and empty themselves
来到中国,
to come to China.
到一个地步, 他们甚至学了中国的语言, 中文比较, 讲得比中国人还好。
And sometimes this happened to a point that they studied Chinese and spoke Chinese better than Chinese people.
我一次听戴季宗牧师讲道,
I once heard Pastor Dai speaking.
他很自然有句话讲, 他说我们中国人, 我们中国人。
And I once heard a missionary saying, us Chinese people, we Chinese people.
那我们华人的宣教士在哪?
Where are the Chinese missionaries?
神带领我和师母到二十多年以前，我们到纽约上州去 Russia 去支堂。
More than 20 years ago, the Lord led me and my wife to go to Rochester, New York to plant a church there.
那所以我感谢神，我说我不是 missionary， 但是我是个 church planter.
So therefore, I say that thank God I'm not a missionary, but I am a church planter.
建立一个新的教会不容易。
It's not easy to establish a new church.
人也没有多少，钱也没有多少。
You don't have very many people. You don't have much money.
那么我们这个教会从开始的第一天
，From the first day of the church,
我就和弟兄姊妹同工们说
，I spoke to the brothers and sisters and the co-workers.
我说我们这个教会要做十一奉献。
And I said to them that as a church we should tithe 10%.
哎，我们不能基督徒自己个人做十一奉献，教会也做。
We shouldn't just do it as individuals, but we should also do it as a church.
这我在读神学院的时候，有一位讲员一次讲到这个，我把它听到心里去了。
And so once when I was in seminary, I heard someone speak about this, and it entered into my heart.
我向主立志，不管走到哪里，我牧养的教会一定至少做十一奉献。
And I vowed to the Lord that any church that I went to, wherever it was, the church would tithe 10%.
这十一奉献就是至少10%的钱，不是给我们自己用的。
And this would mean that at least 10% of the church's funds would not be used for the church itself.
送出去。
It would be sent out.
那么教会呢，有这个高高低低，这个经济紧张的时候呢，同工就来找我了。
And so that there would be highs and lows, and at times when the money was tighter, the co-workers would come find me.
牧师啊，我们如果再做十一奉献，你的这个谢礼金就开不出来了。
And they'd say like, oh, pastor, if we actually tithe the church's 10%, then we won't be able to pay your salary.
我说没有问题，一分钱不给我没有问题，宣教的钱一分钱不能少。
I said no problem. It doesn't matter if you don't even give me a cent. I don't want one cent taken away from the tithe and from the mission fund.
但是有的弟兄姊妹呢就很聪明啊。
And so some of the brothers and sisters were very clever.
就跟我说了，牧师啊，我们牧师也在做宣教，我们支堂就是宣教啊。
And so they would say like the our church plant is a mission. Our pastor is doing mission.
我们向校园的同学们传福音，这不就是宣教吗？我们教会就在校园旁边啊。
And they say, aren't we like doing like a mission to the nearby college campus?
我们常常开布道会，带人去福音营，这不都是宣教吗？
And they say, aren't we often having evangelistic meetings? And isn't this missions?
这部分钱不够，从那10%里面拿嘛。
And so they said, there's not enough money, why don't we take it from that tithe?
有时候这个人的这个脑子呀，就是聪明的就往这里聪明。
And sometimes this is how clever people are smart.
啊，我跟大家分享过，那么有一次说，为什么非得10%呢？
And so, earlier I shared, why is it 10%?
啊，我说不需要非10%。11%嘛。
It doesn't just need to be 10%.
往上加，不能往下。
Let's make it 11%, 20%, but not lower.
哎，那么后来呢？他们就说啊，我们这都是宣教。
And so later they said that everything we're doing is missions.
从那以后。
And from that time.
我们在教会的周报上面。
In our like church's like weekly newsletter.
每一次讲到我们教会的十一奉献的时候。
Every time we mentioned the tithe.
我们在中文上把这词给改了一下，用另外一个词。
We changed the Chinese word and used a different word.
啊，你说我们这都是宣教吗？
Is to change because of the problem of saying everything was mission.
我说我们这10%，实际上我们后来是超过10%的，支持拆船。
And so we changed the word and said that the fund would be for projects where like you're being sent out.
就拆船 ，literally 就是三套。有时候我们再把它明确一点。
And then later we changed it, made it even more specific.
我们叫普世拆船。
To use it for global outreach, sending things out globally.
一个教会有没有这样一个拆船的心？
Do we have this kind of a heart as a church?
你看安提阿教会，
the church in Antioch,
非常好的教会，
was a very good church.
把他们的钱，把他们的人最好的巴拿巴、保罗、扫罗，后来叫保罗，拆出去。
And the church in Antioch sent out their very best, which was Barnabas and Paul, out for missions.
不是在自己的教会服侍。
And they didn't want them to serve just in their own church.
这是宣教。
This is missions.
那么宣教有没有挑战呢？
Missions, there is a special challenge in missions.
宣教有一个非常大的挑战。
It can be a very large, great challenge.
要走出我们自己的舒适区。
When we're doing missions, we have to move out of our comfort zone.
我绝不是说请人到家里面吃饭，给他们传福音。就不够，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that it's not enough or it's like bad to be inviting people to your house
可能有的人连打开自己家门，让慕道朋友到家里吃饭都还嫌麻烦，不愿意呢。
For some people, it might be a very difficult thing to invite someone to your house for dinner to share the gospel to them.
你热心的请人到家来传福音，这是非常非常好。
And it's very good if you earnestly invite people to your house to evangelize to them.
弟兄姊妹，但有一说一，有二说啊，和宣教士他们的牺牲比起来。
But when you compare that to the sacrifice of a missionary.
我就说我自己，我请人到我家里来吃饭，是在我自己的舒适区里面，对不对啊？
And speaking of myself, if I invite people to my house for dinner, isn't that staying within my comfort zone?
我的这个舒适区不太改变的。
It doesn't really change my comfort zone.
所以可能来人多了，稍微家里弄得脏乱一点，收拾收拾就可以了。
So if like a few more people come, it might make the house a little dirtier, but we'll just clean it up.
但是基督耶稣是从天到地。
But Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth.
来到了这个肮脏污秽的世界当中。
And came to this dirty and sinful world.
把他荣耀的宝座全都舍了，一切都舍了。
And he laid aside his glorious throne in heaven and laid aside everything.
与我们这些罪人完全的认同。
And to be exactly the same as to be one with us sinners.
基督把他的舒适区都丢掉了。
Jesus threw aside his entire comfort zone.
彻底的降卑，完全跟这些的罪人成为一个样式了。
And he totally came down and became just like us sinners.
只是他没有犯罪。
Except that he himself did not sin.
所以我们有讲过《使徒行传》一章第八节。
And so we've spoken before about Acts 1:8.
就是犹太人对撒玛利亚人那种根深蒂固的偏见，当然撒玛利亚人对犹太人也一样。
And here we spoke of the prejudices between Jews and Samaritans.
这个舒适区是心里面的那个 comfort zone.
And this was a comfort zone of the heart.
心里面深深的对他们瞧不起。
And in the heart, you'd have like an attitude toward the Samaritans, between the Jews and Samaritans.
就是绕着走，就不理他们。
And so therefore, they would often travel around Samaria and avoid them.
像中国人对日本人一样。
And so this is just the same between China and Japan.
神爱世人。
God loves the whole world.
除了日本。
Except Japan.
是吧？有的人心里面是这么背圣经的，对吗？中国人。
Do any of you Chinese among us like say in your hearts, God loves the world except Japan?
人与人之间为什么要分这么多？谁高一点，谁低一点
？Why do people have to divide themselves and compare themselves based on who is higher and who is lower in so many ways？
我们对日本人的那种的这个仇恨呐、
，The hatred that we often have as Chinese for the Japanese
就是拦阻了我们去爱他们，把福音传给他们
，keeps us from loving them and sharing the gospel to them。
就像当年的这个犹太人跟撒玛利亚人。
It's just like the attitudes between the Jews and Samaritans in Jesus' day.
一说就是小日本。
It was just like a small Japan.
一说就是老外。
Or as soon as you say, like you say the old foreigner, like we say in Chinese.
这个广东话叫什么鬼佬。
Or like the old devil.
Sorry.
你
明白我意思。大家听过中国内地会的故事吗？
Have any of you heard the story of the Chinese inland mission?
他立刻就能够翻译出来。很多西方宣教士来到中国。
But many Western missionaries came to China.
很令人感动。
And they were very moved.
但是他们的一个降卑倒空都还不够完全。
But many who came were not like completely humbled.
到了中国呢，在沿海这个开放城市嘛，开放口岸。
And there were many missionaries who would come to China, but would stay like on the coast in the more open cities.
还是穿着西方的衣服，西方的生活习惯。
And they would like wear like Western clothes and live like Westerners in China.
大家也听清楚，不是说这个不可以。
And let me stay clear. It's not that this isn't okay.
他们也在沿海建立教会，也带人信主。
And many of them established churches on the coast and brought many people to Christ.
然后建起的教堂也都是西方式的一个教堂。
And the churches they built would be very much Western churches in their architecture.
直到有一个人来到中国。
And this was mostly the way it was until one person came to China.
Hudson Taylor, 戴德生。
Mr. Hudson Taylor.
他说中国那些内地失丧的灵魂怎么办？
And he asked the question of what about all the lost souls in inland China?
我们这些外国宣教士一到他们中间去，我们看不起他们，他们也看不起我们，说我们是洋鬼子。
And so speaking of those Chinese in inland China, he felt that we Westerners thought lowly of them, and they did not think well of us, and they call us devils.
内地会的宣教士穿中国人的衣服，吃中国人的饭。
And so the missionaries of the China Inland Mission would wear Chinese clothes and eat Chinese food.
到中国贫困的乡村山区去宣教。
And go to the poor villages of China.
戴德生有一句很有名的话。
Hudson Taylor has a very famous saying.
我若有千磅阴金，中国可以全数支取；我若有千条性命，绝对不留下一条不给中国。
If I had 1,000 pounds, China should have it. If I had 1,000 lives, China should have them.
有很长一段时间。
And for a long time.
在我们华人教会当中。
In Chinese churches.
引用戴德生的话，就到这个地方，绝不留下一条不给中国。
Many people would use the saying, speaking of themselves, that if they had 1,000 lives, China should have them all.
福音的杂志、文章、书籍里面都这样引用。
It was often quoted in like Christian magazines and books and essays.
嗯。后来
afterward,
有一次戴绍增牧师说，戴绍增院长说、
there was a pastor who said,
说不要这样引用啊，
you shouldn't use it this way.
后面还有一句话呢，
there was another phrase afterward,
不，不是为中国，
no, not for China,
是为基督，
but for Christ,
是为基督的荣耀，
for Christ's glory,
是为基督名的缘故，
for Christ's name's sake,
是为基督的使命和托付。
For the sake of Christ's mission entrusted to us.
因此我们甘心乐意的来这样的付出。
Therefore, for that reason, we offer ourselves and serve.
走出我们的舒适的区域。
And leave our comfort zone.
我们 CCMC 也很有福。
As a church, we at CCMC are very blessed.
我们能够支持不少的宣教士。
We are blessed that we can support many missionaries.
而且我们教会历史上的第一位牧师。
And the first pastor in our history.
我也很荣幸，他也是我个人的朋友。
I'm very,
认识了多年了。
I'm very honored to have been a friend of our first pastor here at CCMC for many years.
就是我们的何牧师。
That was Pastor He.
我跟何牧师分享我们这个月讲基督宣教心。
I was sharing with Pastor He about our topic for this month about the missionary heart of Christ.
能不能发两张近照？
I asked him if he could send a fairly recent picture.
给大家一点的问候。
And send some greetings to the church.
我说我们把这个脸我们都给遮盖起来。
I said, we'll cover up the face.
为了安全的缘故，为了安全的缘故。
For security concern.
何牧说没有问题，脸也不用遮。他说我不怕的。
Pastor He said, no problem, you don't need to cover my face.
对，我也没有遮，我就摆在这里。
So without covering the face, I'm putting the picture here.
我就不是把照片摆得太大就是。
I just didn't make the picture very big.
为我们的牧师，为我们的宣教士祷告。
We should pray for our pastors and our missionaries.
他们孩子在美国生长的呀。
Their children were born in the United States.
回到中国。
But they went back to China.
这种反向 reverse cultural shock 是非常大。
This kind of reverse cultural shock is very great.
在国内的服事很不容易。
And it's very difficult for them to serve in the churches inside China.
何牧师说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，圣诞快乐。
And so Pastor is saying to us, Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters.
在主里很是想念各位家人。
I'm often thinking of all of you in the Lord.
又是一年进入尾声。
Right, another. Sorry.
我就先读吧。想必从岁首到年终，大家在职业、职务和服事等方面有各样的劳作与付出。大家辛苦了。
I'm often thinking of many of your services and your work from the beginning of the year to end.
求主纪念你们的劳苦与爱心。
And as I think and remember your service and your love,
并在新的一年里
and in the new year,
更多的赐福与保守每一家每一位。
I ask that the Lord would greatly bless and protect all of your families, each and every one of you.
使得众人的生命有更好的成长。
That your lives may grow even more.
且更多的经历神的信实与丰盛。Amen.
May you increasingly witness and experience the faithfulness and bounty of God. Amen.
请我们为他们家人代祷，能够更多的认识神，明白神的心意，并有效的回应神的呼召。
And he asks that we might pray for him and his family that they might know God more and understand his heart and hear his calling and follow his calling.
也求主赐下更多的属灵恩赐与能力，尤其是在神学教导。
And he asked that God might grant him more spiritual gifts in teaching and shepherding the flock.
也求主保守我们一家五口的心怀意念。
And he asked that God would you would pray that God would protect the hearts and thoughts of his whole family. Deliver them from the evil one. Throughout their lives and on campus. Here we have John 1:14. Here it says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Christ is the Holy Word, the eternal God, but he became flesh. Today, shouldn't we follow him and become flesh ourselves? Christ's word is living within us. And he is showing his glory to us. Our vibrant lives should be sent out and go out to the world. To the ends of the earth. And maybe be willing to live among those who are lost. And show God's glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father. Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
你是最伟大的宣教士。
You are the greatest missionary.
你为我们把一切都舍了。
You laid aside and forsook all for us.
完全的降卑你自己。
And completely humbled yourself.
2000年以前降生在马槽当中。
And 2000 years ago, you were born in a manger.
主，我们把一切荣耀颂赞都归给主。
Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory.
主，求主在我们中间也做那感动兴起的工作。
Lord, do a mighty work among us and stir us up.
主，你说庄稼多，收割的工人少。
Lord, you said that the harvest was plentiful, but the workers are few.
我们看华人教会有多少宣教士。
We see that the numbers of missionaries in the Chinese church.
太少了。
And we see this number is too small.
我们巴不得从我们 CCMC 当中。
We wish that from within CCMC.
你呼召出更多的宣教士来。
You would raise up and call out more missionaries.
不单是在本地建立我们的教会,
not just to establish the church in this area,
而是走到远方,
but to go to faraway places,
走到失丧的灵魂当中,
to go to the lost sheep,
甚至走到不同的语言、民族、文化、族群当中,
even to go to different cultures and languages and ethnic groups,
去宣扬主的真理和大爱,
to declare your truth and your great love,
让世人都看到你的荣耀。
So that the world may see your glory.
迎接主的再来。
And receive and welcome your coming.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.